Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Tes Vav. Amar Rameir Midvareim Lamanu Shesarfin Truma Tahara Matmeh BePesach. In the Mishnah, Rameir derived from their words that we can burn Chametz with Truma Tahara together with Truma Tmei on Erev Pesach. However, the Mishnah never said which earlier opinion, which their words Rameir based his Pesach on. So the Gemara offers five possibilities, two of which will stand at the end of the day. First, it can't be that Rameir was based on Rechanina Skana Khan in permitting the burning of Kachim that was on a low level of Tumah together with Kachim that's on a high level of Tumah, because in Rabbi Chanina Sgan Aquanim's case, both items were already Tameh. Rabbi Meir even allows burning Truma Tahora with Truma Tameya. So the second possibility, maybe it's based on Rabbi Akiva. Gemara says, nah, it can't be based on the fact that Rabbi Akiva permitted the burning of Pasul oil in a Tameh Ner, because the oil in that case was already Pasul. Rabbi Meir permits burning perfectly Tahor Truma with the Tameh Truma. Third possibility, maybe that Rabbi Meir understood that Rabbi Chanina Sgan Aquanim permitted burning Kachim that was only Tameh Midrabanan with Kachim that was severely Tameh Midoraisa, even though that would introduce Tumah Doraisa to the item that was previously only Tameh Midrabanan. Rabbi Chanina permitted this because the very idea that one food can be Metameh another food is itself only a Din Drabanan. So the Rabbanan were lenient for transmitting this Tumah Drabanan to something that is already Tameh Midrabanan. Rabbi Meir learned from there that Truma, which can no longer be eaten, not because of Tumah, but because it is Chametz in the sixth hour, which is an Isser Drabanan, no longer needs to be guarded from the Tumah Drabanan transmitted from one food to another. The fourth possibility, Rabbi Meir cannot be based on Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, allowing us to leave Truma that's Safek Tameh unprotected from certain Tumah, because they only allow exposing it to Tumah in an indirect way, whereas Rabbi Meir even permits burning it together with something that's Tumah, which is a very direct Tumah biyadayim that you're bringing to it. So the fifth possibility, Ella Har Rabbi Yeshua. Rather, Rabbi Meir was basing himself on Rabbi Yeshua allowing us to catch falling Trumah in a Tumah Kli in order to keep it from ruining the Chulin that it was about to fall into. Apparently, once the Trumah is not going to be usable anyway, we allow a person to be metameh it directly. Similarly, Rav Meir allows being metameh the chametz shel Truma Tahora on Erev Pesach when it won't be usable anyway. After pointing out that Rav Nachman Amar Bar Avuha accepts this last understanding of Rav Meir, the Gemara asks that Isal Kadaitach Rav Meir midivir Rabbi Yeshua Kamar amay mahadir le Rabbi Yosi midir Rabbi Chanina Sgan Aquanim. If Rav Meir was really basing himself on Rabbi Yeshua, why did Rabbi Yosi criticize Rav Meir by pointing out that his conclusion cannot be derived from Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Akiva? He never derived it from Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Akiva. So Rav Nachman explains that originally Rabbi Yossi thought Rabbi Meir based himself on Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva. He later realized that Rabbi Meir was basing himself on Rabbi Yeshua, and he still criticized Rabbi Meir's comparison between the two cases. Rabbi Yeshua only permitted directly being metame the unusable truma, because otherwise there would have been a hefsin meruba, significant loss of the chulin food that the truma would have been dripped into. In the case of burning the chametz shel Truma Tahora separately, that would only cause a minor loss of having to use some more wood to light another fire, but certainly no hefsid meruba. Amar Rabasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, machlokas b'sheshav b'sheva divrei akol sarfin. Rabbi Yochanan teaches that the entire machlokas, whether we can burn chametz shel Truma Tahora together with Truma Tameya, is only in the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, but in the seventh hour, even Rabbi Yossi would agree we can burn them together. The Gemara points out that Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush to only allow burning in the sixth hour seems to assume that our mayor's base on Rabbi Chanina Sgan Aquanim, like the third understanding of Rabbi Meir, and not based on Rabbi Yeshua, like the final understanding of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochum believes that Rabbi Meir understood Rabbi Chanina to permit burning kachim that was only Tamid Rabbanan with kachim that was Tamid Midoraisa, and Rabbi Meir therefore similarly permitted burning Truma that was Asr Midrabanan with Truma that was Tamid Midoraisa. Therefore, Rabbi Meir would never allow burning chametz that is Truma Tahora before the sixth hour of the day when it's not even Asr Midrabanan yet. So Gemara has two attempted proofs that Rabbi Yochanan is right in saying that once the seventh hour comes, even Rabbi Yossi would allow burning the Truma Torah with the Truma Tameya. First of all, Rabbi Yossi explicitly allows burning Pigul, Nosar, and Tameh altogether. Apparently, because once something is Asmi Daraisa, like Pigul and Nosar, we don't have to be careful about being Metameyit. Since Chametz in the seventh hour is Asmi Daraisa, there should be no concern with being Metameyit. The Gemara rejects that comparison because Pigul and Nosar are considered Tameh Midrabanan to begin with, whereas Chametz in the seventh hour is Asr, but not Tameh at all. Second raya is Rabbi Yossi allows burning pas she'ifsha, inedible chametz, it's truma, together with tamei things. So he would also allow burning chametz after the seventh hour, which is halachically inedible, it's not physically but halachically an edible, with tamei food. Gemara rejects that comparison because shiny hasim da afra bialmahu, moldy bread is physically inedible, and we therefore don't have to be careful with it as we do with something that's only halachically inedible, like chametz after the seventh hour. According to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi's critique of Rabbi Meir was that Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim permitted burning basar shenitma b'mashkin shenitmu machmas sheretz, meat that became tamei from a liquid which became tamei from an avatuma. Rabbi Yossi holds that this tuma is doraisa, so Rabbi Chanina only permitted taking something that was already tamei doraisa and adding a more intense level of tuma. Rabbi Meir, on the other hand, holds that liquids can only be matamei food on a drabana level, so Rabbi Chanina even allowed taking food that was tamei doraisa and being matamei.